back to You Killed It. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Ephraim Jr.
How's it going, Ephraim?
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad.
How was your week?
You know, same old, same old.
Same old, same old.
How about you? How's your week been?
Well, I just kind of sleep Wednesday through Monday, and then Tuesday it's like challenge day.
Yeah. Occasionally I'll wake up for a Survivor or
maybe.
You know, something like that. But
to eat a sandwich or something.
Yeah.
Just lights out, pillow overhead.
Yeah.
Wait, it's Tuesday? Time to get up.
Curtains closed.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm right there with you. We essentially stay awake for about a 24-hour period where we pick our teams, where we...
Oh, yeah, fantasy leagues.
Watch the show where we record a podcast and then go back into our week hibernation.
Exactly.
I'm right there with you.
Speaking of fantasy leagues, I'm at the top of my league.
What now what league are you in?
I'm in two leagues. But the one that I'm...
Yeah, let's focus on the one league.
Okay, well, the one that I'm
Because you're only really in the one league.
I'm not really paying attention to the other league.
Fuck that other league. That other league sucks. So you're in one league, eh?
Yes, I'm in one league on realtvfantasy.com, and I am at the top of the leaderboard with 597 points. You can go check out my handiwork. I'm V for Vendetta, Ephraim Jr.
And
it feels good to be the winner.
Yeah, like... You pulled into an early lead, and you have held it ever since, and it's only gotten larger.
Well, Juan Riviera is closing in on me as of this week. So,
well,
I gotta meditate and see what's gonna happen next week.
Best of luck to you in the future, and anyone anyone who visits that site will surely be able to tell who I am on the.
Ryan's not in the lead. RealTVFantasy.com. It's the league that I'm playing, and I'm very excited about it. I feel very connected to this season, and I feel very happy to be winning.
I'm disappointed that the MTV website itself is not
hosting
a fantasy. But you know, other people are picking up the slack, which is appreciated.
You know what I'm disappointed in?
Tell me.
This week's episode.
Really? No. Yeah. That's interesting to hear, because I feel like I was a little disappointed in last week's episode, and now you're a little disappointed in this week's episode.
Yeah, I don't want to start on a negative note, but they should have called it season 31:vendettas:politics. That's what they should have called this episode.
Fair.
Because there was only one elimination. There was only one thing of note, which was the elimination.
Mm-hmm.
The rest was basically watching everybody politic, and... The trailer building up a fight that like kind of meant nothing. The fight was just kind of noise.
It's true. Like everything we saw in the trailer, which is kind of what we saw in the show.
Yeah.
It didn't get much more out of hand than that. Like that was like Devin had that big like hand over mouth, eyes like saucers
clutching
moment.
His pearls.
But that was like.
That was funny.
Could you be more aware that the camera's in your face
right.
and that you're trying to get on the fucking commercial?
Exactly.
And it resulted in nothing. He was looking at two girls bicker.
Yeah.
Was he making that face?
Like the shock.
Seriously.
So it started out with the Troika trying to figure out who they were going to put into the Inquisition and then ultimately into the Elimination.
And sort of house politics that went along with that.
Yeah, and it was like a couple acts of house politics.
It truly was. And here's the thing. I always appreciate one where we get to see a little bit of people, a little bit of house drama, a little bit of house fun, stuff like that, where it's not purely competition focused.
I don't mind that either.
Which... Although I will say, me saying this does seem to be a bit of a contrast to what I said last week, where I was complaining about how it wasn't
competition-focused
enough. Yeah. But, I don't know. I guess I'm a hard man to please.
Give him an inch, he'll take a mile.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying, right?
Absolutely.
There should be a way of...
There should be a mix.
Evenly distributing...
Yeah, and it seems like this week there wasn't a mix because it was mostly just house politics leading up to this fight, which was just basically more politics to get Melissa thrown in to the elimination. Do you know what I mean? It just was how things unfolded.
Yeah. That's true. Like, they kind of, it seemed like they just had to show the fight to show why Melissa was getting voted in again. And...
Yeah. So it started with the Inquisition or them trying to figure out who was going to go into the Inquisition. And we had some highlights of that for me. And one of my top five moments of the show was when Shane said, and I'm not usually a Shane fan, but when Shane said to Nelson, she's always so surprised how the game is played about Sylvia.
Which is the truest thing that's ever been said about.
Yes.
Sylvia.
She's always so surprised that someone could think that she should go in.
It's great that that reads in the house, too. And it's not just something that she, that we see only in interviews.
Right.
Everyone knows that about Sylvia.
I started to have a little bit of an appreciation for Sylvia in this episode, even though I'm not the biggest Sylvia fan at all. You know, and that's a little weird to me because she's the underdog, and usually I root for the underdog.
No, I'm right there with you in everything you just said.
Yeah. However, she's an underdog who she's not. I don't know. There's something about her underdoggedness that really doesn't sit well with me. She how angry she got at Joss, even though it did kind of suck that they threw her in when she had volunteered for the food challenge. You know, boys are going to protect themselves. He's got to save another guy because eventually. They're going to, at some point, they're on the same team.
Yeah, they're going to have to go again. Like, you don't want to
piss off a dude
who could throw you in. Just to save Sylvia.
Yeah, because Sylvia's usually not going to have any control over whether you go. Anyway, so she just got really angry, and she gets that, angry glare that she just makes her seem.
Where she shows her entire bottom row of teeth.
Yeah, and she's just mad. So I feel like, wasn't it Devin who said, when you win, I like to make it seem like I've won before.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get all super pumped that I won because I like to make it seem like I've won before.
Yeah, you've been here before. Exactly.
Yeah.
I've seen
I appreciate that.
Line.
I appreciate that. Same with being on the bottom. If you get thrown in, maintain because you're just showing, anger just means fear and you're just showing people that you're afraid. Even though, let's be honest, Sylvia kicked ass today.
It's true.
She did really bust ass. And at the end, she's like, I don't know why people keep underestimating me. I told them. I'm different this season.
No, you're right. She has no poker face.
Yeah.
And it didn't necessarily hurt her this time around because she just was able to dominate in this round. But that, I don't feel like I don't think any of the girls are probably any more intimidated by Sylvia after that showing.
Right.
All she did was throw around DJ Melissa.
Right. Although Melissa's an MMA fighter.
So they fucking say. But who is she fighting?
Sylvia. Did you see her get her legs over and smack her in the head?
Yeah, that blow to the face.
Yeah, with a foot.
Yeah.
So a bunch of politics. Cam, Marie, Kayla talking smack. Zach giving Sylvia the courtesy to say, who do you want to go in against? And then having a conversation with Sylvia about it.
Yeah. It seems Sylvia's kind of part of.
They seem to like her.
Yeah.
But she did choose rookies. She did choose rookies.
Well, no, of course. Everyone wants to go against what they conceive as the easiest.
That's true.
I understand that.
So just a bunch of politics. Did you notice in the middle of all the politicking, Natalie said, people think I'm a threat because I'm with bananas.
Yeah, with bananas.
What does that mean?
What was that with? Was that with in the game or?
Yeah, vague.
It's
like vague booking.
Vague.
So that happened. Brad and Brittany are still going strong, and then Brad's trying to politic with Tony to not get Brittany thrown in.
But this made me start to kind of feel a little bit bad for Brittany, just because it made me realize, is Brad on, is he in anyone's alliance?
I don't think so. I think that, I mean, I can't, who's, yeah, who's fighting for Brad?
Because you would think that he would be falling in with some of the vets and stuff, but he is alienating himself.
Yeah.
It seems like everyone knows that Brad is kind of crazy and a little unhinged, and they're maybe just not, maybe they're not into it. Maybe Brad is not. Brad seems very paranoid, like a paranoid person that kind of alienates himself.
Right.
And has dragged Brittany into that, unfortunately.
Right.
As happy as I am for
for the two of them, and as happy as Brittany, I mean, Brittany's not being dragged anywhere.
That's fair.
Going willingly.
She's into that wide-eyed boy.
Yeah, and they're still going strong, too, so I don't know. I'm rooting for
the
them.
The stress of the challenge brings bad things out of Brad.
That really?
It seems.
Well, I think that the stress of the challenge brings bad things out in a lot of people.
Well, that's fair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and Brad is no exception.
Right. Well, I'm glad he's back, though, and he seems a little bit more centered than before, wouldn't you say? A little bit more.
the slightest bit more.
Okay.
Perhaps. I'll give it to you just to give it to you.
Okay, thank you. It was unfortunate, I think, that Brittany had to sort of take the fall for Brad, even though I wonder if there's more to that story.
There might be more to that story, but there might be much less.
Right.
It could just be Brittany making a mountain out of the fact that they need to vote three people in.
Yeah, but why did they not vote a rookie in? Why didn't they vote Natalie in? Why didn't they vote Cam in?
Why did Brittany throw out
Leroy's name?
Leroy's name last season.
Because it was a joke.
Right. It was a throwaway vote, you know?
Yeah, but this clearly wasn't. And Marie said it best when she's like, I can't throw Brittany in because ultimately it's going to come back to me as being, I'll have to go up against her at some point because I'm the girl. And she's, but then at the same, by the same token, she already had Brad against her. So throwing Brittany in is going to piss off only Brad. So who's already against her? Do you know what I mean? So
I don't know. I never got the feeling that Brittany was in actual danger.
Yeah, same.
You know?
Same.
Excuse me. So I don't know. Maybe it's like kind of like a reality check, like Brad, you are not like
right,
like
right.
You think that we're cool. This is how cool we are. Maybe mm-hmm. like maybe. Although why would you want to rattle chains? Why did they throw Brittany in? Why would they flat out be like, yo, Brad, remember when I said we were fine? Why show those cards this round when it's a girls' elimination?
Exactly.
Why not? That's
exactly. Why did they throw Brittany in except for the only thing I can think? That's why I'm saying maybe there's more to that story. And I feel like Kayla thinks Brittany's a threat on some level because she's sort of masterminded them even talking about Brittany.
It's true.
So, or maybe they just don't like each other or whatever, whether she thinks she's a threat or not. Maybe she just wants her gone. And of course they're trying to break up Brittany and Brad because everyone tries to break up people when they're together. But why aren't they trying to break up Bananas and Natalie?
Well, I mean, that makes sense to me. People are scared of Bananas.
Well, that's fair. Yeah.
No one's going after Bananas just because no one goes after Bananas.
Yeah.
But I was thinking recently, if people went after Natalie, do you think Bananas would even bat an eye?
No.
No, of course not. Like, he's just having fun, you know?
Yeah.
Natalie is, like, why don't people realize that Natalie is as unsafe as anyone?
It's true. I wonder, I would love to see Bananas have his loyalty tested to Natalie.
Exactly.
She's his key into the girls, and she's his key into sort of orchestrating the girls to do what he wants to do.
But I feel like Bananas is a strong enough player that he can influence the girls on his own, you know?
He certainly couldn't this time because he really wanted Brittany to go in. He influenced Tony right before Tony went into with Zach and Marie. He said, he had that moment where he said, Brittany's got to be the one. So even though Tony had talked to Brad and been straight up with Brad, like, yeah, I'll do you a solid, you know, like, let's bury the hatchet and I'll try to see what I can do about Brittany being safe. The moment he's with Bananas, he tosses that aside and starts making fun of Brad. But to me, it only felt like Tony was doing that to kiss Bananas' ass.
Well, I don't know. Bananas and Tony are a lot tighter than Tony and Brad, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And like, yes, Bananas will still throw Tony under the bus at this point. But you kind of like...
But at any point, Tony's never going to be Bananas number one.
You have to think that if we're talking a vets, sort of a vets alliance, Johnny is the captain of that alliance. And you have to kiss the captain's ass. And Tony might realize that. He has to know that, like, yeah, I don't love that Bananas is going to fucking backstab me, like, if the opportunity arises. But, like, I kind of just have to put up with it for a few seasons, and then I'm in. I'm in like Leroy. You know?
That's a good point. Well said. Best point you've ever made.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
So the ring, the circle, the elimination, as I like to call it.
Well, before that, let's talk about the Inquisition.
The Inquisition.
Let's talk about the Troika choosing Kaylee, Melissa, because that's what Sylvia wanted, and Brittany.
Yeah, Sylvia flat out did say she wanted to go against Melissa, right?
Yeah, well, or Melissa or Kaylee.
Right. Which
is what she said, and then later Nicole told Melissa she wants to go against Kaylee, so don't worry. So maybe Sylvia indicated that she'd prefer to go against Kaylee, and we just didn't see it.
Or maybe they just told Nicole what they needed to tell Nicole. Exactly. Otherwise, like, yeah. You don't show your hand.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure.
I got to go to the UK and meet some slappers. who was it? Kaylee that essentially...
Defined slapper for you.
Yeah, that defined slapper for me in making fun of Melissa.
Yeah. I did like her dress, though.
Calling Melissa a slag.
A slag. A hoe.
A hoe.
Here's the thing about Kaylee and Melissa. If you look closely, I think they've made up. Now is the way it is now. Like, I think they follow each other on Twitter, and they, like, you know, there was some social media drama yesterday, and Kaylee was kind of coming to Melissa's defense.
Interesting.
But, and I don't think their vendetta is necessarily real, because even then, they're, like, talking. Do you know what I mean? When they're fighting, they're really just having a conversation, kind of. And I think Kaylee said something like, Melissa and her came into the house with beef, but they settled it in the house because they were the only ones who knew each other, you know? Like, you have to have some kind of friend.
Right. They were, so that was the easiest connection. Yeah. Early on, so that early on they may have squashed some. Yeah. Shit.
I think Kaylee was genuinely annoyed that Melissa was trying to use her body and her, you know, just use her girl charms to get to stay in the game. But you know what, everybody does what everybody's got to do, and this is gets to the heart of why I hate the Inquisition. First of all, I don't like, if you're going to shoot me, shoot me. If you're going to put me in the elimination, put me in the elimination. Do not make me grovel.
Oh, yeah. That, it's interesting how that has become part of the show. How it's no longer like, there's no longer the option of like players like maybe going to sit down with other people.
Yeah.
Like sometimes like the slimier player, like a Bananas, would go down to like to talk to the people like in the crosshairs and right. Be like, so,
what do you think?
Tell me
do?
What I want to hear.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
And like these people, like knowing that, like, oh my god, I'm about to be fucking sent in. We'll just like gush and like be, yeah, like, oh my god, you have the longest dick and it's so, right, great. I love it so much. Just telling people whatever they want to hear.
Right.
But now it's part of the show. Like they fucking set the table for them these days.
And the thing that bothers me is that nothing that happens in the Inquisition matters, because if you were going by the Inquisition, then Melissa had a valid point. I put you guys together. You want $8,000 because I put you together. So karma, like, throw me a bone here, right?
Mm-hmm.
If anything that had been said in the Inquisition mattered, but they continued to go out and party. There was a big fight after. Nothing that was said at that table meant anything. So what is the point of the Inquisition? Like, nothing that was said
I'll go even before the fight, like, prior to the Inquisition. Like, their minds were probably made up, you know? Like, it probably didn't have anything to do with the fight. They probably knew.
They probably threw
Melissa
in Melissa
was going in
because
free.
Of Sylvia. Because
yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
exactly.
Wanted. So,
exactly.
Yeah. So what's the point? There is no point except for to create drama that's not even that exciting drama.
Yeah.
It's just people begging people to stay in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's just more, I don't know, more footage that they can cut to, more drama that they're just creating.
And the idea of having to grovel towards someone who, or to have to give reverence to someone who has power suddenly.
It's so pathetic.
I hate that idea.
But like, I also love when people don't kind of play into it.
Yeah. I think the Inquisition could be fun later when it's like, when there's fewer people and it's people that you know well who have long histories with each other. Like if Cara Maria, Nicole Z, and I don't know, Kayla are there. And Bananas is in charge. Like, that'd be an interesting Inquisition to see how Kara and Kayla would beg Bananas for their lives.
But like, haven't there been, like, sort of, not Inquisitions necessarily, but previous seasons where a much stronger player has been in the crosshairs and has been like, I don't care that the power dynamic has shifted.
Yeah.
If you send me in,
yeah,
I'm going to win and you, yeah, are in trouble.
Yeah.
So,
for sure. Later. Maybe it can get better later.
I hope.
But for right now, the Inquisition just kind of annoys me.
Because it's a completely unbalanced. It's the thing that always bothers you while watching this challenge. The unbalanced like power dynamic in the early episodes of like just watching these poor new kids.
Now, if the Inquisition was tell me why these two should be voted in instead of tell me why you should be saved, tell me what's wrong with these two, then that's fun.
That kind of is, that would be fun. But like if someone were to just go out on their own and do that, like the people would probably like turn it against them. Like, oh, what, you're just going to throw them under the... Fuck yeah, I'm going to throw them under the bus.
Yeah.
Agreed. Was it Melissa that said something like it's not, you know, it's not friends or it's like...
Yeah. It's called vendettas. It's not called friends.
Yeah, exactly. She nailed it where I did not. Now, in that, I loved that in that, you know, 30-second fight that we saw, how Jemmy went from seemingly trying to break it up to then tying her hair back in a bun to then being up on the bed yelling while the others were seeming to be calming down. You're right. There is so much we did not see there.
Yeah, well, Jemmy, here's the thing is I think that Jemmy was genuinely trying to break it up in the beginning. Like, but then Melissa took it. I mean, Melissa, I saw a little bit of Melissa aside to Melissa today. I was rooting for Melissa. You know what I mean? I still probably am. But when you've alienated all the... That's not a good social game. No matter how you've alienated them or why or what you've done, you've alienated
also,
all the girls.
If we... Let's say not just all the girls. Like, it seemed like a lot of the people in the house. If let's say we were in the house. Would we be a fan of Melissa, or would we be fucking as over her as every other cast member seemed to be?
Probably, yeah.
You know, like it just seems she's good television. She's likable television. I don't think I'd be as big of a fan of her as if I
if
was,
you were in the house.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I don't love some of the things she says about Nicole. I know I've said that before.
And this today showed a real side too of like she seemed to be kind of using Nicole.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see,
not
like,
even kind of.
And it makes it even worse. And, you know, we've talked shit about Nicole before. We're not the biggest Nicole fans.
I'm starting to like Nicole a lot more.
But when Nicole is like, she's clearly, you know, she wears her heart on her sleeve totally. So when she's getting, like, choked up about, like, missing Melissa and stuff, and then you see Melissa just like, I'm fucking, like, toying with Nicole. Nicole might not know the game, Melissa. So maybe pump the brakes, you know.
And Nicole even said it. Did you catch that moment where, that's in my top five moments, so I'll save it, but where Kaylee's appealing to Nicole and saying, like, she's going to shaft you. Like, why are you why are you in her corner? And
watch
Nicole
the
says,
YouTube clips.
Yeah, that moment, and Nicole says, how is she using me? Why would she be using me? And Kaylee says, she's using you to get further in the game because you're a good player. She's like, but I'm not the best. And Nicole, like, recognizes that she's not that great at the game. And I thought that was a funny moment. Yeah.
I like Nicole.
I do, too. I've grown fond Nicole. Of her this season.
Yeah.
Get it, Nicole.
Yeah.
So after the Inquisition and the fight, we get to the elimination and we throw in Melissa against Sylvia.
Where it's Melissa against Sylvia, oil and water.
Oil and water. Who's oil?
I'd say Melissa's oil.
Sylvia's water?
Kind of, yeah. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
So oil and water. They douse themselves in hot oil, and then it starts with sort of a...
How do you know it was hot oil? How do you know it was hot?
I feel like you said it was hot oil
when we were watching it. It's just oil.
When we were watching...
What if it's like vegetable oil? What if it's like
Crisco?
Olive oil? What if it's like extra virgin olive oil? It's like the expensive stuff. It's probably not. It's probably like corn oil.
It's probably like they empty the transmission into a pan. So this pegboard.
What? Before we get to that, I love how much of a shit starter TJ is. I'm sure he's following a script and they tell him his talking points and they give him what he needs to say. But it's always funny to me. He's like, so, I hear there's been some drama.
Yeah.
Let's get right to the heart of it. What's going on, Melissa?
Yeah, he does kind of lean into it. Yeah, that's why TJ, I think, got the got the gig as full-time host is because he was the most invested and kind of like, whereas other people seemed like they could hardly remember the contestants' names, he would be like in their faces like,
it's like, what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, obviously.
How does that make you feel, Cam?
Exactly.
I love TJ. So TJ can do no wrong. He's the best host of any of these reality competition shows. He's really dynamic to watch in a low-key way. Do you know what I mean? Like, you forget how much he brings to the show because he's so even. You know what I mean? Do you know what I'm saying?
Better than Jeff Probst?
Yes. No, and no offense to Jeff. I enjoy watching TJ.
And Jeff has never looked that good in Zach's prom suit.
Well, TJ, you know, I wish we'd been able to go through that challenge longer so we could have seen. I'm sure, you know how, you know, TJ got worked up in hair and makeup and wardrobe to get that suit together.
They built that whole set.
They built that whole set, that whole look. And then we had like 3 questions and done. Awful.
Quite the season.
But that's last week. Okay, hot oil.
So hot oil. That goddamn pegboard, that Plinko board,
mm-hmm.
2 rows of pegs, for God's sakes.
At one point, TJ, did you see him throw the ball and it just kind of bounced off the board?
Exactly. But that's bowl. Because if he just dropped it, it would drop straight down, right into the center. Like, it was made so shitty. Like the pegs were so far apart from each other. They're supposed to be just further apart than the ball you're dropping. There were 2 rows, so like 1 bounce, 2 bounce, and it's in the water.
Right. Ugh.
What's up with production design? Come on. I guess they blew their wad on the fucking game show, and they're like, well, we're not putting
that much effort into any other one.
Into it ever again.
I like the Plinko board. They could have rented a Plinko board.
They should have.
They should have.
If
probably not in Marbella, Spain, though, is my guess.
Okay. So let's say Price is Right, 2 rows of pegs. How many people, like, you beg for Plinko. People are already begging for Plinko. If it's 2 rows of pegs, you're a guaranteed jackpot every time.
Yeah, that's true.
Drew Carey would be like, oh.
Drew Carey will never be Price is Right to me. It's always going to be Bob Barker. I called you when I've watched Price is Right a couple times only, like less than a whole, like less than 5 times, less than 1 hand.
In your life?
Since Bob Barker left.
Oh, I see.
And I still call Drew Carey Bob Barker.
That's fair.
Yeah.
So
hot oil. They had to stay on their knees.
Do you think TJ could take over for Drew Carey?
Yes. No, I don't know that TJ would be. You have to be a lot more like fake happy on Price is Right. Like happy that people are winning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas TJ's charm comes from being a little bit removed. You know what I mean? Like, he'll laugh at you if you're doing a bad job.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that on Price is Right.
Yeah, he's like, he will pat you on the back for a good accomplishment. Like, you'll be like, oh, fuck yeah, I fucking earned this.
Yeah.
But he's not going to, like, he's not going to join you in jumping into the air just because you, like, got a ball through the hoop.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. And, like, how he treated Jay when Jay, on Battle of the X's, couldn't finish that drink or couldn't finish, like, wouldn't drink the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
How just disgusted he was with him. It's like, get the fuck out of here. Like, you can't do that on Price is Right.
It's true. It's true. Oh, really? A dollar?
Right. You're really going to bid a dollar? Fucking loser.
But anyway. So, Melissa plays pretty fucking dirty.
She does, but you got to.
It's true.
You want to win.
You do want to win. Melissa is good television.
Yeah.
It, like, in that moment, I was like, well, maybe she does do some sort of, well, I don't know. Maybe she doesn't, though, because she lost. So maybe she doesn't do MMA fighting. But she was a good competitor. And she was quick and she was vicious.
Yeah. I thought she had it in the bag when the first ball went. She was just on her knees. Boom, 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 boom. Like, she was so fast on that first ball. I was like, this is nothing.
I'm going to say Melissa was so dirty that there were points where I was like, get her, Sylvia. Like,
yeah,
I was
me too.
I was like,
exactly.
When she fucking goes to, I was like, fucking deck her.
When she grabbed her hair.
Yeah.
It's like biting her.
Yeah, exactly. So you know that she must have been like really doing some dirty shit if I was flip flopping over the Sylvia's team. But it wasn't enough to save her. Sylvia won, what, 3-1?
Yeah.
It was a slaughter.
Well, you know, I did like what Sylvia said, which is the moment I feel defeated is the moment she wins. So I can't feel defeated.
Yeah, but that just sounds like some bullshit, like, sound clip.
Yeah, but that's what got her through. So there's got to be something to it. Maybe we should feel that way. We should have a philosophy corner, like Ephren's philosophy corner, where I just take a quote from the show and just expound on it with maybe some another quote from Aristotle. Or no?
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
Too much research.
We'll work on that for next week.
Nah. I'm already doing the social media
Wait,
hour.
Wait, I'll pick. How about this? I pick the quote from the show and you pick the matching philosopher.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
So it'll be like Kaylee defining.
It'll be like Tony. Muscle milk.
Exactly. Oh my God. Those Brad impressions were fantastic.
You know, it's funny. Tony was on. Well, we'll save that for the social media hour. Okay. Hot. So Sylvia won. Yeah.
Sylvia won.
And she got a choice of 3 grenades for next week. Cash, endure, and order up. So she can either take $10,000 from anyone, put someone through an endurance challenge before the next challenge, or choose the order of the next challenge.
What would you do?
I would probably choose the order or endure. If I had someone that I like, Sylvia seems to want to get Joss or Brad. But for some reason, Joss, it seems like.
Maybe. If she was smart, she'd go Brad.
Yeah, but then she probably will go Brad because they already had beef.
Yeah.
So she would either do it. But see, the thing is that Brad and Joss both strike me as guys that can endure. So put them through an endurance challenge and they still would go hard at the next challenge. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
So order seems to be where Sylvia. And money means nothing.
Money means a bigger target on your back, potentially, you know? Like you have a.
Yeah,
like,
so why would you take $10,000 from someone?
Yeah.
And the, you know, so it's either. I mean, I would say the order up is the smartest choice.
I feel like you're right. Yeah. I think I'm with you on that.
Because depending on what the. Depending on what it is, you can really screw someone's day by putting them first, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like being able, they know how valuable picking the order is. Yeah. It's been the reward for winning time and time again,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just interesting that they're trying to lure people away from being able to. If they chose something other than picking the order, who picks the order then? Is it just random?
Probably. Maybe it depends on the thing, but maybe, yeah.
Interesting.
You want to do top 5 moments?
Let's do Ephren's top 5 moments.
Oh, already? I'm ready.
It's that time again.
All right, folks. I got my top 5, and this week I also chose my bottom 5.
Okay, nice.
So I have 5 worst moments for me and 5 best moments. You ready?
Yeah.
In no particular order, my top 5 moments are... Tony calling Marie crazy and saying she has 7 different personalities and each one of them wants a different person to go in against Sylvia.
It does.
That was a great moment of script writing that they gave to Tony.
And congrats to him for being able to deliver it.
Yes.
Being able to deliver it.
Number 2, in no particular order, Zach defending Nicole Z. I really appreciated that when he was like, should we throw you in? You know, should we keep you around for Nicole's sake or should we throw you in so you're not hurting Nicole? Like, when Zach and Tony are like, Nicole's our friend and we don't want you fucking with her.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah.
I like those moments of loyalty.
Yeah. God, it must have really been reading that she was just fucking with Nicole.
Yeah. And then also Zach seems to me, with him going to Sylvia and asking if she wants, he seems like a good dude this season. Like, he's trying to be better. Zach's not gotten much interview time.
Zach's
screen time.
Doesn't seem like a bad guy in general. But, like, it seems like if stress is getting high, like, if he's in a relationship and shit's going south, or, like, if he's in, a high-pressure situation, if he's in a high-pressure situation, don't expect, like, any special treatment because you're a girl or because you're his sister or his mother. It's like, he's going to get fucking pumped.
Yeah.
And people are going to know it, you know? But generally, he seems like a fairly decent person.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Which I guess is why Jennek will keep coming back, you know, because... Yeah. Oh, which is a bummer. Anyway.
So, although there's, you know, sometimes you get star-crossed lovers that are meant to be together forever. And that's how I see Zach and Jenna. Okay, number three. Devin clutching his pearls at the girl fight.
Yeah.
Almost felt to me like... They got the footage of the girl fight, and then they went to Devin, and they said, we need to get some footage of you shocked at the girl fight. So it just seemed so ridiculous.
Can I pitch a counter theory?
Yes.
Devin wants to be the new Bananas.
Oh, who doesn't want to be the new Bananas?
But Devin has seen Bananas in old trailers and stuff, old commercials, where Bananas is given the crazy like eyes, like, oh my God, Camilla just... shouted what and threw what, you know, like Devin is trying to be the new Bananas. He's trying
and he's
to
smart
steal
enough
Bananas.
To go to old footage. He's smart enough to, yeah,
you know it.
Yeah, he is. I'm on Devin's team. I'm team Devin.
I am team Devin too, but not if he's just copping all Bananas moves. That's lame.
No, I think that makes me even more team Devin because he's scientifically, he's going to the proven try. He's like, he's somehow making the show scientific and mathematical. In order to, yes, I love it.
Interesting.
Number four, baby Tony. The shot between, you know, the flashback to Tony and Sylvia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was just nice
going
perspective.
Going into the real world house.
Yeah, how far they've come.
I forgot that they were on the season together.
Yeah, me too. And then my number five moment for top five moments, Bananas waking up and suddenly not wanting any drama.
Oh,
like, just
yeah.
Just let it go. Because he was working so hard to get Brittany in, but Melissa was fucking up his plan. So he's like, just stop talking about it. Enough is enough.
Yeah, like,
let's just be cool,
can't we
man.
All just fucking chill? Let's right. just all relax.
What was that? Bananas suddenly not wanting the drama?
Like, that must have drew so much attention. Like, next must have been breaking, turning to
right,
look
like,
at the...
What did you just say?
Say that shit again, Bananas.
Let me get it on tape. Say it again. Okay, my top five least favorite moments. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'll say I did not like Tony making fun of Brad with Bananas because I felt that I was seeing Tony be duplicitous, and I'm really rooting for Tony because he had just had that scene with Brad where he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he went to Bananas and was like making fun of Brad. So I felt like, come on, man. Like, let's be straightforward. Let's be honest. But after what you said, which is like you got to kiss the ass of the captain
mm-hmm.
to some degree, I see that.
And you can't just tell Brad, no, we're not cool.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to send you in and I'm going to send Brittany
But in. I am really rooting for Tony this season. Okay, number two, worst moments of the show. How Melissa was using Nicole to the point where she said, you better have my back, otherwise you don't get my number after this.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad. Nicole likes you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number three. Cam said, I don't know where to stand on Cam. Because Cam said, you know, the fight was so stupid. Everybody has their thoughts on Melissa, right? Everybody feels a certain way about Melissa. But why do you feel the need to tell her? Like, why are you going, do you want to hear what everybody's saying about you? No, of course she doesn't want to hear it. Do you know what I mean? Like, who wants to hear what the shit everybody's talking? So the fight was dumb, but everybody was drunk or not drunk or whatever. But the thing I didn't like is she said, the house is small. I'm going to find you if I want you. Reminded me of Naya and gave me the hair stood up on the back of my neck like when Naya would say shit like that. Do you know what I mean? So,
but Cam
and she
is
seems to
not crazy like Naya.
Well, that's true, but she seems to delight in her Killa Cam name because I was watching her social media and she was talking about it. And she's like, hey, Killa Cam fans or whatever, like Killa Cam.
That's fair, but I feel like she is a much calmer person. Like, even more
she
so
definitely
than Melissa.
Is. Yeah, yeah. She you seems know? Way calm, but I didn't like that Naya vibe I got today.
Yeah, like, I just feel like she probably is talking herself up as Killer Cam, but in reality, like, she seems to have a fairly good head on her shoulders.
Good.
I don't think she's going to be punching anyone in the back of their head
probably with a hair dryer.
On their eye makeup.
Oh, yeah,
or
exactly.
Like that, you know?
Number four. Veronica getting so little screen time. You know I'm team Veronica.
like the bulk of her screen time was like her standing between the camera and an argument, and she had to realize like, oh shit, let me get out of the way.
Yeah,
that was her like moment in the episode. Is
She did have like a comment too. I'm always for Veronica. I'm always for Veronica. And then my number five least favorite moment of the show: Shane flirting with Joss.
Oh yeah, like him just pulling Joss's hair.
Yeah, like oh, you know, you broke her heart.
Yeah.
Shut up, Shane. It's that, a competition.
Shane, you know, has not had a ton of time in this season, but has had like this episode. He had two pretty good moments.
He did.
That
was true. Like Sylvia acts so surprised that people get eliminated, and she's a people.
Yeah,
that might get eliminated.
I feel like Shane's another one where we're not seeing a ton of him now because he's going to come into play a few later in the season.
Yeah, I agree. What were your top five moments?
I don't know if I can do top five, but I'll just say I loved Shane talking shit about Sylvia, like pointing out how Sylvia like just will not come to terms with how this shit is played. I loved Slapper. Sorry, I loved it. I loved Nicole when was it Cam saying like you better go
get your girlfriend,
find your girlfriend. Yeah, go get your girlfriend. And Nicole is like, if you're fighting someone, you're fighting me.
Yeah,
I like that. I like that Nicole moment.
Me too. That was good.
Even though, which
I'm,
you know.
I'm now total Team Nicole after this episode. I'm total Team Nicole. Keep going.
But it sucks that we had to become Team Nicole by being so anti-Melissa.
That's not why I'm Team Nicole. I'm Team Nicole because I realized how Melissa was treating her and that I had actual, like, affection for Nicole, like, as a person. Like, I feel like I've gotten to know her and that she wears her heart on her sleeve. You're right. And she is so honest about who she is that it's endearing in a way.
Yeah. So I'll leave it. You know what? I'm going to leave it there with a top three.
Well,
and I'm going to say that Nicole moment was my number one.
My number one moment of life. If I could have Jemmy narrating my entire life, that'd be great. Just like a in my head playing like a loop of my activities or her thoughts on my activities.
But it would be it. At times would be brutal, I'm sure.
I know, but I love it.
Like,
you are not good enough player to be acting the fool.
It's like, well,
your
God
game
damn,
is not
Jemmy.
Strong enough to be acting the fool.
Thanks.
Right. I mean, exactly. She's brutal. I love it. I love everything about Jemmy.
Already woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Didn't need
Jemmy in my head.
Could have been a positive one this time, Jemmy. No? Decided to cut me deeper? Okay.
And that's what I think that's what she's there. She's so great. She's the best narrator they got. She's better at it than Bananas, I think.
I agree.
Yeah, and Bananas is who they usually rely on.
Bananas is a big player in it. Yeah, that's for sure. But no, I think you're right. I think Jemmy is better at putting it into words, summing it up, giving it a funny spin.
Yeah.
Because she's all like...
feisty, but you're stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
I love her.
Jemmy's great.
And my favorite Jemmy moment, this should have been on my list too, is when she said, this is why you come to the challenge, to watch challenges like this, not to be in them. She didn't say not to participate in them, but to watch challenges like this. Just stay on the sidelines, be safe, play a safe game, but watch other people go in. I love you, Jemmy.
You're number one, Jemmy.
Social media hour?
Social media hour.
Nothing exciting happened this week. Cam and Leroy, are they or aren't they? That's a big thing. Brittany got a tattoo on her right behind your ear of the Harry Potter lightning bolt. Bananas scheduled an AMA for Reddit and then disappeared and never showed up for it.
Damn. Was that before or after it was announced that he wasn't on Celebrity Big Brother?
Oh, interesting. It was announced that he wasn't on Celebrity Big Brother before he announced the Reddit AMA.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think. Also, I guess they filmed a special for next week where CT just basically talks about vendettas and Jenna Campano's part of it. Anissa's part of it. I think Bananas and Cara Maria are part of it.
Of course.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be paired with next week's Vendettas, where they, where he just kind of gives CT's thoughts on how people are playing the game.
So we have, it's going to be like an hour and a half. Are we mid? We're not mid. No, that's only, this is what, episode 5?
Yeah, it's episode 5. There's 14 episodes this season, right? I believe.
Interesting.
So, yeah. We're not mid-season. There's no way we're mid-season. No. There's still so many people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Maybe there's more than 14 episodes. I don't know why I thought there was 14, but yeah.
So anyway.
A lot of house drama, a lot of politicking. Next week, excuse me.
Here's the thing. We've cut it off at the perfect place.
Right, exactly. Next week, we could possibly have a daily challenge and an elimination. Fingers crossed.
I feel very positive about next week.
Same here.
Trailer for next week looked good. It's hard to tell necessarily. Now, I'll be honest, you and I will look at the trailer sometimes to have clues as to who we should pick for our...
Don't give away my secret.
I want to
stay in the movie.
Okay.
Let's be honest. We'll sometimes watch the trailer. Like, we'll pause and repause just to see, like, things in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
That might give away things.
Yeah, to get an idea for one reason or another.
Right.
What will be coming up next week.
Right. I did notice next week, spoiler alert, Nicole Z and Kyle making out.
Yeah, what was that about?
I don't know. And then Kayla saying, this house is so weird. These people are so weird.
Yeah, it didn't give a ton away, but it looks like we have some exciting stuff coming up.
I'm excited about the night swimming challenge or the night diving challenge.
With sharks.
Yeah, freaky.
And it looks like Victor is really going to be coming into play.
Thank God. Finally. I heard that Victor and Joss were the only two people in the house to not cheat on their spouses.
Is Joss married?
I have no clue.
Or
coupled, it seems. Coupled? Yeah, seems he's coupled. Because he's not... You notice you never see Joss in those, like, going out drunk and dancing and hooking up scenes.
Yeah, Joss.
Or Victor, either.
Yeah, yeah, you're absolutely right, which is interesting.
Stay on the straight and narrow, guys. That's the only way to win.
Is it?
Yeah.
Win what?
Win the competition.
Oh, the challenge.
That's what we're here for. Challenge. Anyway, who do you think's going to win the whole thing now?
Bananas.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of like Bananas. To look at the whole cast and you know, not think too hard about it, but Bananas, yeah.
I'm still rooting for Cara Maria. Still rooting for Vic. Still rooting for Tony to get at least in the finals.
I truly don't know. I feel like biggest competition is probably Johnny, but. Oh, there are some other strong guys, too. It's too hard to tell at this point. Yeah. We're 5 episodes in. I have no idea.
And speaking of, we're really... I know we're only 5 episodes in, but we're pretty far in to not have any mention of the heavy hitters yet.
That's a good point. Yeah, we've
Laurel,
kind of...
Laurel,
God,
Anissa.
I would hate it if they are just there for, like, a one-off episode. That would suck so much.
Oh, really? That they've used them so much in the trailer?
It wouldn't be the first time that they've done shit like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That would be disappointing.
We'll see what happens. Well.
Well.
Back to our hibernation.
Yeah. Let's turn down the lights and draw the curtains.
Draw the blinds.
Yeah. If you feel like we made any terrible errors or missed anything important, feel free to, you know, just browbeat us at...
tweet at us at You Killed It Pod.
Or at Ryan Kane.
Or IIEEEF.
And feel free to give us a review on...
iTunes.
We always appreciate that, God knows.
We'll be here next week talking about both the challenge and the CT special. Can't wait.
I can't wait. They're calling it the CT special?
No, they're calling it something I didn't write down.
Okay.
I don't have all the answers.
CT special...
I'm the
new CT
host.
Special with Cara Maria.
Maybe. I don't know. With Jenna Campano for sure. Well, and Anissa, because they took a picture on Instagram together.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And with that, I'm Ryan Kane.
And I'm Ryan Kane.
Have a good one.
Bye.